Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna in the highest heaven. The shouts of praise from the crowd thronging the road into Jerusalem as Jesus rode in, as we've just heard, spreading their cloaks and branches of palm trees on the road. Jesus riding on a donkey, as prophesied by Zechariah, prophet to the Jew in Jerusalem about 500 BC, who said, as we've heard, "See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey." How remarkable, isn't it, that this event had been foreseen so long ago? Zechariah said, "See your king." The people knew Jesus was a miracle worker. They believed he was the Son of David and their Messiah. But as they very soon realized, he was not the king they were longing for. He was not the bold, strong leader to get rid of the Roman occupation. But at that stage, how could they possibly understand the king that he really was? I think to see Palm Sunday in perspective, Jesus' ride into Jerusalem is rather like the first chapter of a complex narrative that covers the whole of the first extraordinary week that we call Holy Week. It's a really busy week for Jesus and very far from that of a king in a royal palace. The first thing he does is overturn the tables of the money changers and corrupt tradesmen in the temple for, in his own words, making a house of prayer a den of robbers. On the following day, he goes on teaching and preaching in the normal way while engaging in ever more hostile disputes and challenges from the authorities. And all the time, the plots against Jesus are growing. Then on the Thursday, Jesus has the Last Supper with all his disciples, followed shortly by his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. And on Friday, Good Friday as we know it, his trial, with the crowds now shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." And then his crucifixion, with Jesus totally deserted, except for his mother, John, and a small group of women who were very close to him. Self-isolation, you could say, and death of the most cruel kind, but this was God's plan to save each one of us. And almost ironically, the last word was from a Roman centurion, who said, "Surely he was the Son of God." He knew what kind of king Jesus was. So what an incredible change in the crowds, the ordinary people of Jerusalem, who shouted Hosanna so enthusiastically as Jesus rides in, but within days have deserted him and are shouting for his crucifixion. So why and how did this happen? Perhaps the simplest answer is to attribute the changes to what is known as crowd psychology, when a combination of events or factors can dramatically influence and change the behavior of a crowd. Here, surely it was the combination of, firstly, the realization that Jesus was not the real king the Jews had expected, and secondly, the plotting and fake news that was deliberately being spread about him in Jerusalem. These two, I think, rapidly combined to turn the public against Jesus. From being a king, he became a criminal. But while the crowds changed, Jesus did not. Throughout his ministry, he knew exactly what God intended for him and what would happen to him. He frequently tried to explain this to his disciples, but they never understood, or perhaps didn't want to understand, the scale and incredible impact of what Jesus was saying. Standing back from Palm Sunday and Jesus just for a moment, let us briefly reflect on change. Alfred Tennyson wrote a poem in 1835 called Locksley Hall, which has this line near the end. "Forward, forward, let us range. Let the great world spin forever down the ringing grooves of change." What an amazing poetic picture of how the world never stands still. Let the great world spin forever down the ringing grooves of change. Everything in the world is constantly changing. As Heraclitus, the Greek philosopher, said, there is nothing permanent except change. Fast forward to today, how much our world has changed in a matter of a few weeks. From what we knew as normality, suddenly, to the whole world in the grip of a pandemic. Fear, anxiety, loneliness, and depression through self-isolation and lockdown, suffering, deaths, loss of jobs, businesses closing, and a growing fear of global recession. It's almost impossible to take in how dramatically the world has changed and still is. Last week, we explored the picture of three aspects of our lives, body, mind, and spirit, being like a three-legged stool, and how vital it is that our spirit leg is strong now to link us to God. That account of the Italian pastor that Finlay read is a beautiful example of how God worked through that man to change the lives of doctors. As Dr. Urban said, we cannot believe that we who were fierce atheists are now seeking for inner peace by asking God to help us. That pastor's spirit leg was so strong. Even risking his life, he was not going to desert God as everyone deserted Jesus. And those doctors' lives have been changed forever. Coming back to Holy Week, of course, there was one more event to come which far exceeded anything anyone could have ever contemplated, which completed God's master plan for the world. And of course, that's Jesus' resurrection. Abandoned on the cross by the crowd who had so spontaneously cheered as he rode into Jerusalem, he came to life again. And the world has never been the same since. Jesus now has an estimated 2.4 billion followers in the world. But more of this next Sunday, of course, on Easter Day. Hallelujah. Pulling all this together, there is one absolutely key point that we all need to remember, particularly at this incredibly tough time, that while the whole world is constantly changing, let the great world spin forever down the ringing grooves of change, God does not change ever. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit never change. God loves each one of us. Jesus said to his disciples and is saying directly to us now, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. And we must be reassured and strengthened as we read in the Bible, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So let's come back to where we began, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem at the start of this dramatic and traumatic final week of his earthly ministry. We can all join in the shouts of Hosanna in the highest heaven in our hearts today, and we can confidently sing that old Palm Sunday favorite, ride on in majesty, because we truly know that Jesus is our real King. He is beside each one of us in all we are going through now, and we will never be alone. Let us pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that while everything around us is changing, you never change. Your love for each one of us is constant and unfailing. And as we face the future, we thank you for the comfort we have through the promise and encouragement of your Son, Jesus Christ, when he says to each one of us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And Lord, help us pass that on, that peace, to others in the same way as that Italian pastor did. Amen.